In Toronto, Canada, on 23rd of April this year, a van was driven into a crowd of pedestrians who were mainly women. It was revealed last month that the attacker, 25-year-old Alec Minassan, had written a Facebook post about incel rebellion prior to the attack. Short for involuntary celibates, incels are predominantly young men who post online their sexual frustrations. There are growing concerns that misogynistic and anti-feminist ideas could lead to radicalization. Anna Freeland investigates.
The Toronto massacre is the third attack since 2014 that has been linked to incel culture and what some are now calling misogynist terrorism. Niche online forums like Reddit and 4chan have for years allowed incel communities to propagate in relative obscurity. But revelations last month that Toronto attacker Alec Minassan may have been motivated by incel ideology have swiftly thrust them into the spotlight. So who are the incels? Are they just lonely young men or potential lone wolves?
In one sense, it's tempting to dismiss incels as obscure, self-focused, marginal communities, but I think that's a mistake.
That's Associate Professor Michael Flood. He's a researcher at the Queensland University of Technology and specialises in masculinities, gender and sexuality.
It's very clear that some young men who find themselves in incel communities online are radicalised by that experience and develop much more intense forms of misogyny, hatred, blame and so on. So while they may have started out merely as kind of lonely, anxious young men sort of trying to get a date or get a girlfriend, some of those young men end up radicalised in the same way that I think some terrorist cells radicalise their participants. They spread misogynist beliefs. They spread really damaging, profoundly inaccurate and dangerous beliefs about women, about men, about bodies, about sexuality and so on.
To understand what is attracting men to these forums, I decided to go straight to the source.
I don't post much at all, I'm more of a lurker.
That's Tim. He didn't want to be identified, so I've changed his name.
I try to find people with useful information or who I have a shared experience with, stuff in common.
Tim is 25. He likes anime and works from home as a computer programmer. He discovered incel communities a few years back and says they're not as sinister as they might seem.
A lot of it is venting and a lot of those fantasies, they're not real, they're not going to happen. So
how do you know? How can you tell the difference between someone who's venting and someone who's making a serious threat?
You can't really tell, but it's highly unlikely that anything is going to happen.
Do you think participating in these forums normalizes violence?
All ideologies are violent to some extent. Although the things that are said are violent, I don't think it's going to normalize them.
But, I mean, you seem to accept them. Doesn't that sort of signify that it is normalised?
Well, I guess for me, I've probably been more open to sorts of extreme stuff without dismissing it out of hand.
Tim says while some of the forums promote extremist ideas, many incels feel they have nowhere else to turn to talk about their experiences of loneliness and rejection.
Is there anyone in your life that you could talk to about these sorts of things?
I don't think there is.
What about your parents?
It's not something they could understand or have empathy for.
Here's Associate Professor Flood again.
One key thing to say about incel communities is really the absence of sex is not the problem. I think for many of these young men, the problem is that they don't have enough power over women and they want to restore that power. The solution is not to provide sex to those men to somehow ease their frustration and their violent tendencies. The solutions instead are to challenge the beliefs that feed into that sense of loss and that sense of entitlement in the first place.
How do you do that? How do you address those broader societal issues?
One key strategy for challenging the ideas about sexual entitlement which dominate incel communities and, in fact, popular culture is sexuality education. If we had good, comprehensive sexuality education in Australian schools that went beyond the birds and the bees and biology and actually addressed issues about lust, about desire, about what makes good sex and healthy relationships, I think that would make it less likely that some young men would end up gravitating to these kinds of forums.
That report by Anna Freeland.